Well, let's take a break from the news now for some music and a German edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Du hast mich.
Sie ist ein Model und sie sieht gut aus.
99 Luftballons, ihrem Weg zum Horizont geht man für Ufer.
Arndt Heltner is DJ and host of the syndicated weekly show Radio Goethe, which is produced at KUSF in San Francisco and features music from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Arndt, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And before we get to the music, just tell us about your radio show. You started this after you moved to the U.S. from Germany 20 years ago?
Yeah, I moved here in 1996, and shortly after I realized I'm missing German music, so I wanted to put a show on the air. And I found in the college radio station here in San Francisco a good partner. They broadcast some old German classic like Kraftwerk, Faust, Amon Dülken, the old krautrock stuff. And so I thought like it would be interesting maybe to put a show on the air with like more modern stuff and spanning the time frame from the early 70s to today.
And have you found a good audience for that?
Oh, yes. I found a great audience, actually. People are really interested in music beyond the United States, beyond the borders. And I was very lucky at this point because like two things happened. The internet broke, so I got response from all around the country. And the second thing is that the most famous German band, Rammstein, broke with Lost Highway, this film. And so a lot of people were looking for it.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing some of the music, and in this case, because I took French and Spanish throughout my life and not German, I'm going to have you introduce these songs because some of them are rather difficult to say. So let's get to the first one. Tell us what it is.
The first one is by a band from Berlin called Infamous, and the song is called A Ganz Großes Kino.
Ist alles andere, auch Bäume sind dabei. Und dann krallen sie sich ineinander vorbei. Hinter der Schönheit der Bewusstlosigkeit hat sich das Ende in den Anfang verliebt. Liebe, Heimat, Mord, flanieren vorbei. Flucht und Leid und Frieden, es scheint. Bis aus dem Dunkel einer Weglosigkeit ein letzter Schuss Zeit hat mein alles gesehen.
It sounds pretty dark. Tell us about this one.
They are pretty dark. They were what's called like the Metropolitan Cowboys from Berlin. They use a sound between like Johnny Cash and Nick Cave. So this is kind of like their background, musical background. And they come from East Berlin, actually, when the GDR was still there. They all grew up in East Germany. And I met them in the mid-90s. And I really liked them. The beginning, they were singing in English, and then they switched to German. And I really liked them more in German because like their lyrics are kind of dark, kind of like very philosophical sometimes. So I really enjoy them.
And why did you choose this song in particular?
Oh, this is actually a story that kind of like success story of my little Radio Goethe show here. I met Wim Wenders in San Francisco one time for an interview, and I really like his movie. So I gave him a CD, and he listened to this album after a while and contacted the band, ordered all their albums, and then finally said, like, look, we should do something together. And he put out the latest album, Im Westen der Himmel, on his own label as a second album at all.
Okay, what is the next song?
The next song is by a band called the Einstürzenden Neubauten. That means collapsing new buildings. They have been around since the late 70s, early 80s. It's a Berlin band. They started out as an industrial punk band. But the song is called Die Wellen from the album Alles wieder offen.
Beständig nur ist eure Unbeständigkeit. Siegreich letztendlich, denn sie hüllt wie oft beschworen Steine. Malt den Sand so fein wie Stundengläser, Eieruhren ihn brauchen zum Zeitvermessen und für den Unterschied von hart und weich. Siegreich auch, weil niemals müde, den Wettbewerb, wer von uns beiden zuerst im Schlaf versinkt, gewinnt ihr oder du das Meer noch immer. Weil du niemals schläfst.
Wow, what is he saying?
sometimes the lyrics don't really add up. I think you just have to get them kind of like on you in some ways. Yeah. But this is it's a great band. It's a very influential band with their approach to music, because for them it's kind of like this Dadaistic idea that music can be done with everything. When they came to tour in the United States, they started in San Francisco. One part of the group picked up their luggage from the airport. The other part of the group went right away to a junkyard and picked out their instruments, because they use instruments like metal sheets and everything and bang around it. So if you have a chance to see them live, you should do this. It's really, really eye candy, perfectly.
And do they come to the United States often?
They come quite often. The last tour was canceled last minute because they didn't get like visas for their tour, what they need there. But they have been here for quite some time.
Okay, well, next we're going to take it in another direction. This is a song that I can actually pronounce. This is called Heart Moon, and it's by the Nuremberg-based group Shiny Gnomes.
Heart Moon.
So some sitar there, English lyrics. Tell us about this song.
I mean, I had to pick a band from my hometown, Nuremberg, and I'm very proud of this band. And what I really like about this, they are open to a lot of different influences in the German music scene. And I think you can clearly hear this borders a little bit on world music also, what kind of elements they put in there. So I really like this song, and I really like to play it very loud when I'm driving a car at night because it's really a fantastic trip.
And is it rare for a German band to sing in English?
No, not at all. I mean, when I grew up, there was most bands sang in English. I mean, just think about the Scorpions. They were the leading band in Germany, and they were singing in English. And I think it started to change a little bit in the early 90s, when finally German hip-hop bands realized they can say much better what they wanted to say in their own language than in English. Mm-hmm. So there was a huge switch from English to German. And so right now I would say like it's probably 60-40%, where 60% are singing in German, 40% still in English.
This is why I can get away with not speaking German, because even when I've been to Germany, everybody speaks English.
So, I know.
Or at least they know how to speak English. They don't speak it to each other. We have time for one more. This one is not German. This is a band from Niger called Studio Shap Shap and their song Peau de Chèvre. So why did you choose this one?
This song I picked because I'm working as a correspondent, and I visited Niger and I traveled quite often to conflict and post-conflict areas. So I was in Niamey, and this band invited me to their rehearsal, and I saw them and then realized like music is such a universal language there. I mean, there was only one woman there who spoke English with me. The other musicians, they talked in local languages. I didn't have any idea what they were saying and what they were singing. But we just like shared this moment in some ways. We were smiling at each other. We shared a drink together, and it was really like some very peaceful moment there. And this is like my basic idea with Radio Goethe, that people are open to an international sound and just try to see like different cultures through music, and then are open to this.
Well, thank you for bringing some of it to us today. Arndt Peltner, DJ and host of the weekly show Radio Goethe, which is produced at KUSF in San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find a link to this music and all of our DJ sessions at hereandnow.org.